The second thing I put up for the Let's Go to the Movie for the wrap-up, a reference to the Afghani forerunner of polo. It's a game called Bushkaji that you can see in Rambo 3. Rocky plays in a tribal Bushkaji, and The Horseman with Omar Sharif, which has a scene of the royal Bushkaji. The Taliban have stopped or banned it supposedly, but until recently it was the great national game in Afghanistan. What you see in the Bushkaji is two teams on horses with whips, and they play for the, instead of a ball as in polo, they play for the body of a dead lamb. And the rules are essentially there are no rules. What they do is one rider gets carries the lamb, and then the other team tries to get him to drop it by whipping him, and his team tries to protect him by whipping the other team, and it's quite violent. People get killed. But every time I see that scene from Rambo 3, and you can watch it, it's up on the internet, it reminds me of the financial markets. You see a great raid. We had Stuart Thompson on the Salieri Report in 2011, and he describes, you know, sort of a raid on the gold bugs, and of course the goal is to try and get you to sell your gold. And these swings back and forth in the market are accompanied by enormous propaganda and various teams sort of spouting their spin, and it's all designed to get you to buy or sell exactly when you shouldn't. And so another one of my New Year's resolutions is to maintain my composure as I watch the volatility and try to make sure that volatility works to the benefit of my investors and clients and subscribers. The other thing is I've been stunned, particularly in the last 6 months of 2011, at the extent of the fear-mongering and the anger on the internet and in the media. And I can't tell you how important it is to me going forward that I just learn to, you know, I need some kind of spiritual Teflon against the fear and anger. It's a little bit like fear and anger is the 800-pound gorilla, and we have to not pay any attention as it runs around the set making a mess. We have to stay focused on the world that we're building. And so one of my New Year's resolutions is to avoid the fear and the fear-mongering and the anger. Again, as I always do, I try and focus my actions and transactions on things that are both decentralizing and wealth building. And those are just two cross-cutting principles that I use to sort of govern my day-to-day actions and to support me. I always ask the question, will this decentralize? Will this build wealth? And of course, you know, it's not always clear and simple, and sometimes you just have to do what makes sense that day. But I just think those are two cross-cutting principles that if each one of us do our best, can make an enormous difference. In the Salieri Report in 2011, I wanted to really help you see the game of economic warfare, the game of, you know, the different kinds of manipulation. In 2012, I want to focus more on the how-tos, how to do this, how to do that, different concrete ideas. So we're going to get much more into nuts and bolts. So my focus in 2012 is much more on the how-tos and the nuts and bolts. I'm going to continue to build a global network and conversation. I think as a cultural and spiritual matter, we need to emerge a new investment model, and we need a new covenant that's global. And I think we're all going to be part of that, and I want to do my bit. Finally, food, water, health, detoxing, the pollution and the environmental pollution, the electromagnetic pollution, as we covered in 2011, continues to rise. There are many things we can all do to protect ourselves against it, but we have to be proactive in a way and invest in that in a way that we certainly didn't have to a decade ago.